Mr. and Mrs. Carter had raised two daughters and two sons, and once all four had married, the family began to expand rapidly. Before long, a granddaughter arrived, followed shortly afterward by two grandsons, much to the couple's delight. Then, one of their daughters gave birth to another baby and rang her mother immediately. "Please come and help me with your new granddaughter," she pleaded. Mrs. Carter set off without hesitation, though Mr. Carter remained behind, since his job kept him tied to the city. Still, he promised, "I'll come up on Friday evening and stay until Monday morning." That Friday, having finished work, Mr. Carter boarded a train, practically glowing with anticipation. "I'm finally going to meet my new granddaughter," he murmured to himself, unable to contain his excitement. Noticing three vacant seats scattered along the carriage, he approached the first, occupied beside an elderly gentleman. "Excuse me," he said warmly. "Are you a grandfather by any chance?"
"Indeed I am,"
the man replied. "I have three granddaughters myself." Undeterred, Mr. Carter moved to the second seat, beside a pleasant-looking woman. "And are you a grandmother?"
"I am,"
she said, smiling. "Two granddaughters and two grandsons." Finally, he reached the third seat, occupied by a quiet-looking man. "Might you be a grandfather too?" he asked hopefully. "No," the man admitted, "I'm not." Mr. Carter's face lit up. "Excellent," he exclaimed, settling into the seat beside him. "In that case," he said cheerfully, "let me tell you all about my granddaughters and grandsons."